Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast for solo business owners who are brilliant at what they do, but sometimes feel like things are a bit of a mess. I'm Libby Langley, business therapist, author, and your practical voice of calm in the chaos of working for yourself. Each week, I'll help you make sense of the mess so you can build a business that actually feels like you. Here's this week's episode. I'm going to go through the manifesto for this podcast with you today, because I really need to reiterate that perfection is not the goal of me or anyone who is listening to this. The goal is peace. The goal is happiness. The goal is joy. And over the last few episodes, we've talked about rebuilding your base of your business, you know, setting solid foundations. And we've also talked about breaking old patterns and making sure that your business is really right for the way you work. And so in today's episode of Messy Business, I want to kind of finish this little mini series with the heart of it all. So this is the Messy Business Manifesto. It's a reminder of what I believe, what this podcast stands for, and what I want for you. It's like my promise to you. This is our contractual agreement here. I'm going to get you, you know, your DocuSign is coming. This is what's really important, right? And the reason that I've changed this podcast and I've tightened it. That's absolutely what I would say here, right? I've made it more of a specific promise to you, and I've made it clearer to what it is. So that's the reason that I've changed everything, because it needs to have a clear direction for you to know why you're here, right? And for me to know why I'm here. And to have structure to it so that you're being taken on a journey. And I know each episode is a wild ride of my podcast, but I actually want to take you on a journey and support you in really making the beautiful, messy business that you have and the beautiful, messy brain that you have support and nurture you. So the last four episodes of this have been about my journey in business and why we've become messy business. And I share my journey, not as therapy to myself, but as a way of you understanding that change is all right, you know, and change that suits you is actually really, really empowering. And one of the best ways that I can do that, yes, I can cite my clients' situations and all of that, but I never want to breach any kind of confidentiality that's hugely important to me. So you can use myself as a test case too, nutcase as well. But and we've also talked about what to do when your business feels out of sync with you, you know, because you blame yourself for so many things and it's not you, it's your business. It just doesn't suit you if you're feeling like out of whack. Something's out of whack, but it ain't you. It's the way, it's the mold you're trying to fit yourself into, okay? And then we talked about how important it is to have solid foundations in your business and the foundations that you can, the way that you can build them around my base model, which is belief, alignment, structure, and ease. And it's so important to have all that in place because you cannot build a solid house on wibbly wobbly foundations. It will fall down. So you have to have those, because if you're trying to grow your business and it's not working, well, it's because your foundations are not solid, my friend. So let me help you with those. So listen to episode 159 for more of that. Or obviously, come join my reboot camp and let me walk you through it and talk you through it and support you through it all personally. And then in the last episode, previous episode, it was about rethinking the way that you work and making sure that you're not just setting up another goddamn 9-to-5 that doesn't give you a pension and doesn't give you, what else do you have in a job? Paid annual leave, sick pay, all those glorious things that we can only dream of now. But what we do get is super smashing, just loveliness of being able to make the choice to do what we want to do with who we want to do it. And, you know, we want to be free and all that. So that is the kind of structural stuff talking about. And today I want to talk to you about the heart of everything. This is the manifesto. I don't think I've ever had a manifesto before. It's really exciting. This is what I believe. This is what the show stands for. And this is what I want for you, right? So there are 10 messy business truths. And I'm going to go through them all with you. And I'm going to give you some reflections and some little bits of homework always, but reflections on yourself. So number one, you don't have to have it all together to be successful. And what's quite interesting there is that I share all the time about how chaotic and stuff, my love for working off post-it notes, not, you know, proper systems and all of that. And so I would ask you the question there, you know, am I someone that you think is successful? And I'm kind of assuming that there must be a yes in there somewhere, or you wouldn't be listening to my podcast, right? And so that's what I really want you to reflect on there. When someone is saying to you, it's absolute chaos, it's absolute madness, and you believe that and you listen to that and you resonate with that, that resonates with you and all of that. And also you are aware that, you know, you are listening, right? Then other people are doing that for you. So if you don't think you're successful because everything is a mess, same goal, friend, same. And so think about the way, it makes me really uncomfortable even saying this, honestly, because I'm talking about myself being successful and it's just like, but I have to do it again to kind of give the example and to try and explain it to you so that you can view yourself as more successful than maybe you do sometimes, right? It's just about the things that you do. Honestly, I think a lot of it is about confidence. And I am really super confident that I can talk to anybody about their business and make them see things differently and help them move forward. Anybody, right? What I like doing is talking to female solo business owners. That's who I like working with, right? But I'm really super confident that you could come to me with anything about how you feel in your business and I could listen to what you're saying and come back with something that was useful and made you feel lighter or, I don't know, change the way your view on something. Depends on what you brought to me, right? As to what you would get out of it. But I'm really confident in that because I've done it for 7,000 people in the time I've been working in my business. And so I can say that with a real confidence. But, and so that's success, right? That's the definition of success. But I also do not absolutely do not have things together. You know, I'm messy. Hello, messy business. And so both things can be true. And I want you to really, really reflect on that for yourself in your own business, that you do not have to have it all together to be successful. And I'm sure a lot of the people that you think of as successful or admire are also don't know what they're doing half the time, right? That, I think, is a universal truth. But most people don't talk about that, but I do. So I'm glad that you're here and I'm glad that you're listening. And I hope that it helps you. Okay, number two, messy business truths. You can forget things and still be brilliant. Oh my God, I can't remember a lot of stuff. And I always used to think I had a really good memory, but I think that's because I remember weird details about things, but particularly if I've seen something, then I can remember it. I can remember like what people wear at certain things. Can't for the life of me remember their blimmin' names. But if I know where we were standing, I can remember the conversation. But if you say, oh, you know that conversation with Emma? I'd be like, no, who's Emma? And it's never anything personal, right? So I just really struggle to remember stuff like that. And I also forget all the things that I've done. I've done so many things in my business that I just forget them. Like the social media awards, I ran them for two years running, and they were absolutely fantastic and really quite high profile. But I forget about them because someone mentioned them the other day. That's why it's in my head kind of at the moment. But it's like, oh yeah, I forgot I did that. And it was a really big thing. And I think because when you have ADHD, these things are like amazing in the moment. And then they're done and you're like, oh, so, okay, what am I doing now? And you kind of just, you genuinely forget that a lot of these things happen. So you can forget things. You can forget why you're driving in a certain direction because you can't remember where you're going and still be brilliant at what you do. So never let anything like that cloud your judgment about how good you are at what you do. It's really important. You can forget things and still be brilliant. Yeah, it's just so they're different things. It doesn't, you know, doesn't matter. Number three, you can work from your bed and still run a proper business. I do not ever take my laptop to bed. You might do that. I just don't. I do work from my desk when I'm like working. I sit at my desk with my beautiful two big screens, but I do a lot of stuff on my phone and I start every day by working from my phone. And sometimes that can be 10 minutes and sometimes that can end up being 2 hours before I've kind of finished what I was doing and got out of bed and all of that. And yes, it is working. And I want to really change the narrative about what's productive and what's not. And I'm not talking about doom scrolling here. Obviously, that's not working and obviously that's not productive. But you can work from anywhere you like in any way that makes you comfortable. And it is still absolutely a valid and proper business. It does not matter. You get to choose, right? Really, really important that you remember that, please. Ooh, number four, in the 10 messy business truths in my manifesto, you can rest without guilt. Yeah. I mean, this is quite a hard one because I don't know about you, but certainly my mother is, I just sat and read my book this afternoon and I didn't do anything else. I mean, she's 84. So I could have cleaned the house or I could have painted the lobby or all the stuff she does, but I just sat and I read my book and there's so much guilt attached to that, and I think that is ingrained in us. But if you need to have a nap, you have a nap. If you need to rest by going for a walk, you need to give your brain a rest, you know, go to the cinema and sit in the dark for 2 hours on a Wednesday afternoon because it's going to help you recharge. You need to do that. It's so important that there's no guilt attached to the way that you need to nourish yourself and to live your life. Number five, you can build your business around your life, not the other way around. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk about this, life first businesses and work-life balance and whatever, you know. But genuinely, your life is always going to be lifey, right? You are always going to have kids or parents or dogs that, I don't know, whatever dogs do, or like me, cats that are 20 years old and decide to just shit on the landing when you're trying to do something really important. And, you know, there's always going to be stuff. There's always going to be builders coming and going. There's always going to be people who die. You know, there's always, unfortunately, there's always going to be upsets to your everything. That's always going to happen. So rather than trying to change those things and having so much rigidity that you can't, you know, one thing has to like stop for the other one to, for you to be able to do the other one. How about just adding a bit of fluidity in your structure or taking a lot of stuff out of your structure? You know, don't cram every day with loads of calls and don't follow up every networking meeting with 4 or 5 one-to-ones with people. That's an awful lot of time. Just do one a week and people will have to wait. And if they really want to, you know, pay for, maybe they pay for your time if they really want that. It's, you get to set the balance, right? And you get to run your business around your life. You don't need to cram loads of stuff into your business because that's what business owners do. You get to do it how you want to do it, right? Number six in the messy business truths in my manifesto. You can create structure that supports you instead of suffocating you. Now, I love a bit of structure. I love having my lunch around the same time. I love having my tea around the same time. I'm autistic. That stuff really makes my life easier, that kind of knowing what's going to happen. And so I do have structure that supports me instead, but does not suffocate me. So I am quite strict on how many meetings I have a week. I don't do them on Mondays. I don't do them on Fridays. I don't do loads of one-to-ones with people because, I don't know, I just don't. I find them a real drain sometimes. If I really like someone, of course I want to talk to them. Of course I want to meet them. But I don't do them as a process. I do them because I choose to. So I think there's a real kind of difference there. I don't do loads of discovery calls with absolutely everybody. If you want to come and work with me, we can have a bit of a chat to and fro. We can do it in Instagram DMs. Yeah, we can get on a Zoom. But to get on a Zoom, you kind of need to already know that you want to work with me and we need to talk about the finer details or answer specific questions that you've got. I don't like the, I don't know, maybe she sounds interesting. I think I'll just get on a call. It's like, let's respect each other's time and not do that, right? So you can create structure that supports you instead of suffocating you. We don't want you to be accepting every invite that you're given. Because if it's not a hell yes, you know it's a hell no, right? So find the balance that works for you and build that structure that supports and nourishes you. Okay, 7 in the 10 messy business truths in my manifesto. You can make good money without chasing growth. I'm going to do more episodes about money and growth and all of that stuff. But for now, to say you can make really good money without chasing growth. Profit is so important, but you can make your business as profitable as humanly possible, right? I've had clients in a service provider clients who made 90% profit margins. Mine's 70, 75, something like that, because I like to go to events sometimes and spend money on things, lots of post-it notes and, I don't know, books and all sorts of stuff and support and those things. So, you know, my profit margin takes a knowing dip. Depends what your business is, right? You might only run on a 10% profit, but it entirely depends. But you can make good money without chasing growth because, you know, it might be that you don't want £1 million business. I don't want £1 million business. I can't be bothered with all the infrastructure and all the effort that would go into that, quite frankly. So growth isn't always your goal. And actually, somebody didn't join my reboot camp when it was in its original, under its original title of Confidence to Grow. And she said, I've been wanting to work with you for ages, but I don't want to join because I don't want to grow my business. And so I changed the name and she joined because growth is not always everybody's goal. I think we should grow ourselves, right? You know, our personal development, I think, is really important to us as humans. But growth isn't always the goal. It's not my goal. Sustainable comfortableness is kind of my goal now at this stage in my life. Yeah. So, but good money, making good money is an important thing to look at, and whether you are or not. And if you're not, then that is something specific to talk about and something to look at. Okay, 8. You can love your work and your downtime. I love this. You know, there's a real reason that this is included in my 10 messy business truths in my manifesto, because I do love my work, right? I love it. One of my favourite things is doing these podcasts. Honestly, if I could put a podcast episode out every day of the week, then I would, because I really enjoy talking to you. I really enjoy kind of responding to things people have said to me and then creating podcast episodes out of them. I really, really like doing that. It satisfies, ticks all the boxes that I want from work. I mean, it isn't the main thing that pays me, right? Unfortunately. If anybody just wants to pay me to make a podcast, that would be brilliant. It leads people to my paid work, my paid coaching, my paid business therapy. And I love that too. You know, I love the structure that I have in the reboot camp with the WhatsApp group and the 2 calls a week. And I really love it. And I love all the people in there. It's not for everybody and I don't want it to be. I really love the community that we and connections that we have there. And I love the way I'm able to help people and change their lives. Okay. So I love my work. Oh my God, I flipping love my downtime though. I love sitting on the sofa in my pajamas, watching the telly. I love going for walks with my husband in the Peak District. I love when she's not yelling, just cuddling my cat. I really love the cows at the bottom of the garden since we moved into this house. And I go out and I talk to the cows. And I'll be looking out the window
Oh, I can see them now. Oh, I can see the neighbour, actually. The neighbour's looking out over his hedge at the cows. See, we all love the cows. And I go out and I talk to them and it just, and I'm like, oh, the cows are there. Let me go outside. And that's downtime. And I love it. It really, they're such simple things, right, aren't they? But they really make me happy. I also love smashing down walls. As much as I complain about living in a doer-upper and always being working, oh my God, destruction. I love gardening. I love all those things. And I really enjoy them. And I love my work. And both things can be true, right? Number 9, you can be messy and professional. Yes, hello, I am a mess. And I think the more I just stop fighting it, the easier everything becomes. It's like I've just relaxed into myself. I've always tried to be polished and perfect and, you know, all of these things, because that's what other people are, aren't they? You know the type. They're just polished and perfect. And I've given up doing it, and I can't, because I can't be bothered with that, the energy that takes. I would rather divert that energy into serving another client, supporting another client, allowing my brain to just do its brilliant thing rather than wondering whether I'm tucked in properly. My top's tucked in, whatever. I don't know. There's stuff that I just can't do. Yeah, I just think that you can be messy and you can be professional. And I am not messy, right? Okay, let me just... I'm autistic. My cupboards are super neat. My glasses cupboard is organised beautifully. So there are certain aspects in life when, oh my God, I do not live in a mess. Could not do that, right? My house is super tidy all the time. But my head is kind of messy and I believe that I present quite messily. But yeah, so I've talked about structure. I've got to have a tidy house or I will lose my mind. And I say this to my husband all the time because he puts things in places where they do not belong. So it's about understanding the balance of what you need. And this is why I say, you know, create structure that supports you instead of suffocating you. My structure is like having a tidy glasses cupboard and all my spices being neatly in a row with the labels pacing forward. Makes me happy, right? Allows my brain to then be its messy, beautiful brilliance. Really important. And I am professional. I always deliver what I promise I'm going to deliver at the time I'm going to deliver it. And I'm reliable and dependable. What's that brick in Anchorman? You know, people like me because I'm reliable and I'm rarely late. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. So you can be messy and professional. And then number 10 in the 10 messy truths, messy business truths in my manifesto, you can be fully yourself. And that's what makes your business work. And isn't that just gorgeous? You can be fully yourself. And I think the more you are fully yourself, the better your business is going to be, the happier you're going to be, and the more money you're going to make, and the more aligned your clients are going to be. And again, the more money you're going to make, and the easier it's going to feel. It's just all so, so important. So that is what those 10 messy business truths, part of the messy business manifesto, that's what this podcast stands for now. It's about relief, realignment, and rebuilding. This is who I am, and this is what I'm here to help you with. And that's what I will deliver to you. And this does feel like a party political broadcast. It is the messy business party manifesto and broadcast. But that's what I care about, right? And that's what I'm just owning now. And if you're nodding along, let me tell you, you have found your people, you have found me, and you have found the other listeners. And if you want to work like this and have support like this, then obviously come and join my reboot camp and make your business feel at home again. Make your business fit you again. So this is your permission slip right here that you can be messy and you can still be wildly successful. And I'm your guide, not a spiritual guide. I'm your craziest old auntie guide. That's what I am. And I'm so here for it and I'm here for you. So thank you for listening to today's episode of Messy Business and listening along to my manifesto. And I hope that you have reflected on a lot of the things that I've said and you can start to see where you might not be aligned with your business and where you might need some extra support and some conversations about how to change things.
So let me know what's come up for you. Share it with me on Instagram or drop me an email. I always love to hear from you. And I will see you next time on the next episode of Messy Business. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Messy Business. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you don't miss your next dose of clarity and calm. You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. And when you're ready for deeper support in a space where you can rebuild your business around who you are, you can join me inside Reboot Camp. See you next week for more Messy Business.